This is Audio 13. Step 13 is about setting up your business. There are some key decisions to be made here, and it might be a good idea to study Chapter 4 of how to set up your own personal business before you get too far into this. There are a few myths and legends about setting up a business, largely about limited companies and VAT. So you should be really clear that, contrary to popular belief, being registered for VAT does not mean a lot of extra work, and you can register for VAT at any level of turnover, but you're only legally required to register when your turnover reaches a certain level. There are many advantages, but a few disadvantages to registering for VAT. It rather depends on the nature of your business offering. Similarly, it does not incur a massive amount of extra work to register as a limited company. There are a few disadvantages in terms of compliance, but the advantage of being a limited company, as opposed to a sole trader, are massive. Don't let anyone convince you that setting up as limited is a bad idea. A couple of other things to consider at this stage are banking and intellectual property. Most banks will offer you free business banking at the outset for 12 to 18 months, but after that, it's still not particularly expensive, around £7 a month, compared with the fact that many personal accounts are now charging monthly fees of £3 to £5. Intellectual property is complex, and the workbook or module explains it all. There are effectively three levels: copyright, trademarks, and patents. The last of these is complex and expensive, but only really applies if you're planning to market a brand new invention.